This episode is brought to you by
It Girl Factory, is an online jewelry and accessory store that caters to the everyday It Girl. They provide high quality, trendy pieces to bring any outfit to the next level. Follow them on Instagram at It Girl Factory and shop at www.itgirlfactory.com. Some girls have it and others don't.
Damn, called y'all the not bitches. What up, though? Jeez, golly, this is another
episode
of cocktails
with cocktails.
Yeah, man. There we go. We are drinking some cocktails. We got two beautiful women in here.
We do.
It's going to be a little wild. We got an actress in here. We're going to talk about some sex and some scenes.
Okay.
We're going to talk about finger popping, cherries getting popped.
Ooh.
The booties and the fingers.
Ooh.
And we're just going to have a good time. So,
and if you don't already, please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube.
Ooh, Travis going to eat your clip. CWC the podcast. Man, Travis, I'm hyped to say that.
Yeah. Now, it's swollen. I need some.
Whoa.
Is it swollen?
No, it got swollen last night though.
From what?
Me doing myself.
Really? Did you record it?
That's why I need some.
Did you record it?
No, I didn't. I actually should have.
Damn, because I was going to ask you in 3 days when you wasn't mad at me to send it.
Because I am going to start my OnlyFans song.
Yes! We've been talking about her OnlyFans. We're going to call it Only Bessel. Like, she's going to be like having a strap on, but she's going to have shit for niggas that's not into the strap, like her booty hole.
Her booty hole.
This nigga is so into booty hoes.
I don't know.
Yeah. I like booty hoes. Like,
he's really like the only reason that's been keeping me from starting OnlyFans, because I don't want him to have access to none of my stuff.
Well,
like,
I'm the manager.
Your booty hole look good right there.
Right. Your booty hole look good. He gonna be critiquing me.
Wait, so niggas can't tell your booty hole look good?
Oh, you can, I mean, you can tell me my booty hole look good, Brandon, but you gonna be sending me real true blue
Shelby, can a nigga tell you
feedback?
That?
I don't think my booty hole look good.
But
so,
it do.
But
I mean, I don't know.
Like, I wanna get my, I wanna get anal bleaching.
Me too, because I really think my booty
is your booty hole that dark?
I just think it's, I'm light skinned, and I just think it's
I think
no
you
color.
Should.
It's darker than me.
It's darker than me.
It's darker than me.
I think you should accept your dark booty hole.
I think
we so do. You guys
I'm
like
gonna
that?
Get a bleach.
I mean, I don't dislike it. It's, no,
it's not
no
a problem. I think as a woman, it's
look, it's a lot of worse things like, that could be on a booty hole.
I'm gonna send y'all this brand.
Skin.
Okay.
Bleaching?
No, it's this brand of wash, like feminine wash that I use.
Uh-huh.
She a little pricey. I usually get her when she half off, but the shit is worth it.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's got like brightening stuff in it.
Really?
So I have noticed a difference.
For the coochie too?
And I've that's where I've noticed the difference first in like my thighs, because my thighs are a little discolored.
Okay.
So I have noticed it there first. So.
Ooh,
I'm gonna send it to you.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Don't say the name on the show.
Yeah,
I'm not. That's why you see. I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah,
I'm
we would definitely right. talk when this is.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I gotta introduce our guest. We got the It Girl. We got Chelsea back in this bitch. Shout out
hey.
To her.
Hey.
And then we got the actress herself, the queen of the films in Detroit and Atlanta now. So I want y'all to introduce yourselves with y'all social media, but also tell me, have you ever foot fucked someone before?
Interesting. I guess I can go first. I'm Chelsea, the It Girl. I'm the owner of It Girl Factory, the sponsor for today. So, yes, thank you guys so much for having me. My Instagram is at @itgirlchels_. So follow me. And then, no, I've never done any foot play stuff at all. I got my toes lit. I was fucking. That was fun.
I love getting my toes sucked while I'm in missionary. Oh my god, pop them both these big toes in your mouth,
please.
You got some big ass toes.
I really don't. Actually,
you just made that up.
Like you,
I
really
did. I can't even.
And I would show my feet if they were done. They're not done right now.
I mean, hell, I'm gonna say it's gonna be a lot of work getting them out of these motherfuckers.
No, not really.
Boots. Really?
I'm yeah, seeing. Not really. I mean, I could get my foot out, but I'm not taking my socks off.
Oh,
all
right. Okay, that was fast.
Right,
you might as well take your step
on. I might as well, because I don't really have ugly toes. Not for real.
Oh, that's a long big toe.
It is a long big toe.
Your big toe look like it be telling people what direction to go.
I just took my shellac off, too. I'm trying to give myself a break from the shellac.
All right, hey, don't film it too much. Niggas gonna be jacking off of this trap. We gotta
pay for that.
Yeah.
We gotta pay for
that. Wait, get that goddamn quick. I don't do feet. All right, Shelby, it's your turn.
Okay, well, hey, everyone.
Hey, Shelby.
I'm Shelby, and you can follow me on Instagram on is Shelby Lee. It's LEIQH, because all the white girls got the G.
Dog.
Yes, I do dabble in the feet. I love my feet, and I guess every nigga that I kind of ever fucked with like my feet, too. And I do jack off with my feet. Like, I jack them off with.
Wow.
And they.
I love that.
They like it.
So, like, you've had nut in between your toes.
We ain't get that far yet. Because once it's like, I usually like use my feet to like jump start the process. Like,
So you touch soft with your feet.
Yeah. And it gets hard. Like you literally see it get hard. And
like, so you oil up your feet and then you, that sounds hot.
Okay. Yeah. Or sometimes even dry, like you just be laying on the couch or something like that. Or in the
bed, I got a question.
Like, yeah, I do that. I've done that. Like I'll definitely rub a dick with my feet. Because I keep my feet up. Like, you know,
you feel me?
I keep my feet up. I literally scrub my feet every day in the shower. So, I keep my feet up. I love feet. I actually like feet. Like, I've sucked a nigga's toes.
Would you suck Shelby's toes?
I would suck Shelby's toes. Shelby got nice feet.
Thank you.
Shelby got nice feet.
All right, so I got a question.
What?
Trav, would you let Shelby jack off your dick with her toes?
See?
That's all I wanted to find out.
Yes.
So y'all nasty. That's all I gotta say. And you do. I was gonna ask if you have sexy toes, and I don't believe toes are sexy. Like they just toes, but you do have toes that I wouldn't be like
mad
really,
if they
really
was on you
if I had to suck them.
See,
like,
so do you don't suck toes, Brandon? That's not really.
I mean,
your thing.
I've sucked like two toes in my life. Like two women toes.
Do you suck your fiance's toes?
Yeah, I've sucked them before.
Okay. Before, you don't suck them on the regular?
No.
Sad.
Okay. I mean, she's a karate instructor. Them motherfuckers be moving around. Gotta pick them days.
You know what? Fair.
You gotta pick them days that you suck in the toes.
You know what? I'm not even mad.
You had your toes suck, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay.
It tickled a little bit.
It does tickle. She
done it twice, and it was like the two most drunk times that I've been around her. So
yeah, I would have to really try.
I'm thinking my wedding night. She gonna suck my toes. Our wedding night.
I have a thing with feet, so it's like, no, I would never.
Actually, the morning of the wedding, I need to get a mani pedi. Can y'all take me somewhere?
Yeah, the morning, just go to the, you know what you need to do?
Don't say their
names.
There's
a spa on, there's
it's a spa
there,
on,
so you should be able to,
yeah,
you
but you have to set the appointment, like, now.
Yeah, just set it
Send
now.
Me the name of it.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
touch
no,
your phone yet.
Just find it. You'll be able to find it.
Yeah, you'll like, go on their website.
No. Oh, wait, the day of the wedding? I thought you meant.
Or the wedding or the reception?
The wedding.
Oh, so you'll be here still.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's different. Yeah, that's different.
I am always going to a spa.
I thought you meant like at the reception.
But yeah, let's get into this acting. Like, how long have you been acting?
I have been acting since 2014.
Wow, and how many movies have you done? I know you know it.
Like I was just like a drop in or like I really was in it.
You got a credit.
Okay. Five, six.
Okay.
Five,
six. And how many awards are you up for tonight?
Tomorrow. I'm up for two.
Yes.
I'm up for Best Actress and then Best Film is three of my films in the category.
Ooh. There we go. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's what's
Thank
up.
You.
Yeah, now we got into the credentials. You've done a lot of films and shit, but let's get into the sex here. So, how many sex scenes have you done?
I've done a few.
I'm counting three.
Well, I did one.
Four.
Okay. I had like, it wasn't like a sex scene, but I had like a simulated sex scene in this film. Like, it's super old. It's called Switch.
Is that when your ass was out in the G-string?
Yes.
Yeah, I know
but
all
that
the
wasn't,
sex scenes.
It wasn't like a full sex scene, but that was like the first
no,
one.
No, I watch her movies.
That was like the first one, but then I did one in Deceitful Passions. Yes, it was one in Deceitful Passion, and then...
Okay, I knew I thought I recognized
you. Yeah.
She'd be ghetto on them films.
Okay.
Look, bitch! Sorry.
That's what they want. And then, let me see, I didn't have one and I left in Vegas.
That was my favorite.
Price of Love. I didn't have one in Price of Love. So he played me. I had a sex scene with Misha. And then I had a threesome
scene.
Shout
out to Misha.
I had a threesome scene. Then I had sex with my first husband. And then I had sex with my second husband. So I have four sex scenes.
She was a hoe in that movie. I loved it.
Wow. You had four sex scenes in that one movie.
In one movie.
Didn't you have one in the lesbian movie?
Oh, yes. And I had one in Behind Closed
Look
Doors.
Look at him clocking all your sex scenes. Because he got him saved on his phone.
What? No. Every movie that she come out with, I watch. And then what makes it funny, I watch the movie in real time. I'm texting Shelby.
Yes, play by play.
The good, the bad, the ugly, like everything. I'm like, girl, is that your titty nipple?
titty nipple.
Like, it was great. So, is it hard, like, doing a sex scene? Like, is it different than any other acting scene?
It's literally just like, it's like any other scene. Like, it's, first off, I asked for a clothes set. So y'all, all them extra people, y'all gotta go. Y'all see it when it come out. The same director, Kamal, he has directed all of my scenes. So he's really like, it's no creep shit with him. And because people can get creepy. And it's no creep shit with him. It's literally like, all right, this is the vision that we have. So we're going to cheat this. Like, you know, if you got on pasties, I got on draws, he got on draws. Like, okay, you going to ride him for like 5 seconds right here. And then we're going to get this ankle right here. All right, okay. Just kiss him a little bit more. All right, nope, that's good. All right, next one. From the back or from the side, like, he's literally detailing. So it ain't no, it's guys, not fun for real.
How do guys get, okay, like, keep from getting hard?
I don't fucking know.
Would you feel uncomfortable if he got hard?
If it was a motherfucker I ain't like, yes. Like, because the sex scenes that I've had, I, you know, wasn't personally attracted to them. So it's really just business for me, you know? So, but if it was somebody I'm like attracted to, I'm not gonna get super upset. If
what about if you got wet?
Really, I'm not gonna get wet.
And but I'll be seeing like
she working, like, yeah. and I understand that, because, and that's why I can probably understand why they might not get her. Has anybody ever gotten her?
No.
See,
no.
And I can understand that because you're working, you're listening to direction, you're taking direction. You are also focusing on yourself, making sure that you're at the right angle, making sure that you're facing the camera the right way so that things can be seen. And so there's a lot probably going through y'all's heads.
It's so much
that's going on that you can't even focus on your lady parts rubbing up against his man part.
You're like, damn, I hope I smell good. Oh, this is about to come in between my legs. Oh my God, his breath stank. Like, because I've kissed somebody. I'm not going to say if it's a man or a woman, but I have kissed someone and they breath smell like backwood breath.
Oh my God.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, that shit is real. Motherfuckers' hygiene do not be completely up to par. But that was only one person. Everybody else, they been.
I feel like I would tattletale to the director.
Like, oh, dude, I was like, don't. Yeah. It's so much shit I can say, but I'm not.
You got to keep breath spray on you. Like, usually before I get out the car,
I feel like you specifically, if you kissing somebody on a sex scene, you specifically should force yourself to use breath spray.
Right. Like, come on. Like,
get you some Listerine pocket
something. Patches. Keep some little Tic Tacs on you. Like, because now I'm kissing you and now I just taste backwards and now I'm mad. Because I don't even smoke backwards for real unless somebody passes it to me. Like, I do joints. Yeah. But still.
You can look at me all you want. I do both.
And they were so attractive.
I wasn't even looking at you.
That's what they were, like, attractive. And that's what kind of, I was like, damn.
That sucks.
It did suck.
That sucks.
It sucks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Chance kicked the girl off of the first season of One More Chance because she had backwood breath.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah.
And that was a funny ass season. Like,
yeah, he really did. But that sounds funny. I'll never forget that shit because he also thought it was another girl and she was like, nope, that was the other bitch. Don't come for me. Don't come for me.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So, what was your favorite sex scene?
My favorite sex scene so far, because he played me too. We got a lot of sex.
Oh, yeah. It was one in the jacuzzi, the threesome.
Yeah. My favorite sex scene is with Misha and he played me.
So yeah, mine too.
The girl on girl scene, the first one. Yeah. That's yours too?
Yeah.
It was like I did not have one problem doing that scene with her.
Did was it a titty out?
It was titties out.
You know what? That's on Tubi?
Yep.
I'm going to watch that when I get home. I gotta fold some clothes. So.
He's gonna record.
Yes, please.
Let me ask you this. Would you be mad if somebody jacked off to one of your sex scenes?
They probably do.
But would you be mad? Would you feel uncomfortable if Trav said, admittedly, like, I jacked off to one of your sex scenes before?
That's kind of weird.
Why would he say it?
Like,
if you just happen to know, would you feel uncomfortable?
I can't. He be doing it. I'm not. You be jacking off to my shit?
No, I was just curious. I really was just curious.
I don't know. I don't want to know what somebody's doing privately. As an actress,
I feel like that's like, it comes with the territory.
I feel like they are. Like, my DMs are
I feel like that's an accomplishment ridiculous. If somebody jacks off to your sex scenes. I feel like you're a good actress, if that's the case.
I mean, it's like, I think it's like, you know, like, remember that show Real Sex on HBO? It's like shit like
I jacked
that.
Off the real
it's
sex.
It's not real porn. So it's soft porn. Like, it's simulated
Would
porn.
You do
porn?
Porn?
No.
All right.
No.
I'm sorry. That was a personal question. That wasn't even on here.
No. This young man. No. Jesus Christ.
No.
So, all right. So I'm a little hype. I get to talk about my favorite thing. Like, it's not me randomly Six. Bringing it up. It's eating ass. And I'm not here to give myself props, but I did talk a friend through going through the motions and sent her a few videos and talked her up to eating ass. And then it advanced to her popping the finger. And I wanted her to come on the show and tell her story about this. Okay. So it's up to both of y'all to go. It's up to, I don't know which one of y'all want to go.
You didn't direct me to do anything.
I mean, I did send you some videos. You're like, yeah, it was just like that. Just like that.
I already did it. You didn't need to direct me.
It's
to
the
me.
Fact that you coached both of us. That's the funny part.
Oh, I have a, I think it's about 8 women that I've gotten since really? I started the show.
Is that, and you need a plaque.
I think I do.
That's like, niggas,
I'm going to be honest. It's niggas walking around secretly getting their ass ate because I talk they women into doing it.
Yes,
secretly. I feel like a lot of men are more open about it.
I feel like some men are becoming more open about it. But then at the same time, I'm feeling like it's just because I'm so open about it that I end up going into these realms of these types of people where I don't think that the regular man is yet open enough to say so that he gets his ass ate.
I agree. I agree with that because I too have to usually ease men into letting me do that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna push my pegging on every man that I have.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm not gonna do that. I usually do that when people ask. So but I definitely, you know, you gotta start with the taint, work your way up a little bit. If they push you away,
is that how it works?
That's how I usually do it.
Most recently, not that I've done it so many times, I'm not the connoisseur or whatever, but
not a booty hole connoisseur.
No, I'm not, because he'll start and he'll change my name in his phone to booty hole connoisseur. So, but most recently,
I'm about to change my Twitter name to that.
I feel like most guys end up just kind of like easing you down there. Like, you might be, you know, sucking his dick or something like that, you might feel like a little push to keep going once you get to the balls, maybe.
I ain't never got that.
So that's kind of how it happened. I was like,
I just kept going,
like,
up.
You like this? And then he kind of, you know, I don't know. I feel like when it comes to oral pleasure, at least for me, I take like verbal cues, like moans and, you know, if they're jerking and stuff like that, that's how I kind of know, like, to navigate how to do it better or what they like. So that's how I kind of just was like, oh, okay.
So did he tell you, I want you to eat my ass?
No.
No.
So what happened? Like, what made you just start eating?
Like I said, I was down there. He kind of, like, led me past the balls. And I was, like, gave a little lick. And he didn't tell me no, so I just kept going.
Did he lift his legs up?
At one point, yes. Not that time. It's also silly. I'm sorry. I feel like a kid.
You are. It's okay.
I am a kid. Did he lift his legs up? Yes, he has lifted his legs
up. So you had him up like these?
Knees to chest. Was it knees to chest?
I'm a knee to chest.
It was just like a
I just hold my ass like, I'm getting white.
So you had him by the thighs. You had him
like
push
it like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's my favorite way to get ate
Shelby,
myself.
How did you eat ass? Like,
how did I eat ass? It was like,
you know, you look like you eat some ass.
How the fuck do I look like I eat?
You just look like that's your way of showing your dom side.
You know what?
When you put it that way.
When you put it that way. Yeah.
I be knowing some shit.
Yeah, because I'm like a real aggressor when I'm drunk, and that's usually the time when I'm like trying.
Worse, learn. Look at you say. Okay.
It be not. I'm like, I don't want to say I'm forceful, but it really be like, nigga, I'm about to fuck you, or you about to give me some dick, or like, so if I am drunk and I'm sucking his dick and I'm just like, I already am I like booties anyway. So I like to touch a man's ass during sex. Every nigga don't like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just fortunate enough to have dealt with some people that don't mind me grabbing their booty. So then I take it from there. Like, okay, if you okay with me grabbing your booty, I'm about to see how far you about to let me take this.
So did you have a conversation with them like before you ate their ass, or did you just eat an ass and pop a finger?
We had to have like several conversations, and the videos that you sent me, I ended up sending it to them.
Okay.
And I'm like, look at this, look.
he ain't motherfucking heaven. You can be in heaven too. Like, it was
you
like
a be in heaven no, too.
I forgot what video it was, but I remember when he, when my mans came, it was like, it looked like his body left his, like he you left his body. You see what I'm body. Saying?
Those are some
and
of
that's how I felt deep, when I yeah.
yeah. Like, I enjoy giving a man that kind of release. That's like, what I'm saying. Because I really, I enjoy giving pleasure.
Do you finger pop with those nails like that?
I, okay, so it's like a baby finger pop because my nails are long.
That's a nail pop.
And niggas, in, yeah, it's like a.
How many asses have you popped?
One.
Oh.
And not, it's not even like a full, I don't even want to even say it's like a full pop. It's just like a.
Just the booty hole. How far is your finger in there?
I'm trying. No, it ain't that far in there. He won't let me go that far.
Yeah, see, I do.
It's, he won't let
I
me
go that far. I got to do it when my nails are off because see, mine no, are so see, sharp. That's,
y'all got to have a shell, I mean, a, yeah. A Chelsea nails.
Yeah, see, I don't. Yeah, so, yeah.
In the pandemic, like, as, when the pandemic was really in full swing and, you know, people couldn't get
their nails done.
So it was, you know,
going crazy.
What finger did you use?
I use the pointer.
I don't remember. Yeah, it's the pointer finger.
You
yeah.
use the pointer? Yeah. Nah, Shelby, how far did you go in? I mean, Chelsea, I'm sorry. Shelby said she went like the first line.
Yeah, the,
yeah. That's just, I usually yeah, go sometimes probably. Second knuckle, depending.
So what's the conversation after you finger pop your man?
You don't say shit. So like, what do we need to
y'all
talk
just sit
about?
There in silence?
I mean, like after sex, I'm the type of person like after sex, I'm gonna give you some words of affirmation. We can talk about it. Like, you know, okay, that
you
was
like
good.
Your asshole felt good.
I didn't say anything about that, but we were like, woo, that you know, that was fun. I had a great time.
Yeah, cool. You let me really try it yeah. this time. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not gonna be like, you let me put my finger up your booty. Like, no, that's turn.
Low key, is that what you do?
Nah. I don't.
You just don't talk about it?
We don't talk about shit after sex. If I have sex, we're not talking about shit except what we about to eat.
Where we about to eat at?
Like, once it's done, like, if it's, like, not late, I'd probably just
or we do
words
of affirmation.
You know?
Like, I'm definitely
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Like,
good
you
job,
fucked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. I like that.
Can I take your dick?
Low key. I was going to Costco this morning, and it was like I wasn't planning on having sex because I wanted to get there before the gas line got real busy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, give me a kiss. And so I gave her a kiss, and I was like, let me give her the kiss, you know, because I feel like she's a little more self-conscious because her waxer hasn't been in it, so she got a bush.
Oh.
And you know, I was like, yeah, let me give Barbara Bush a kiss. So I gave her the kiss. I'm like,
Barbara Bush.
Yeah. So I was like,
how does she not beat your ass on the regular basis?
Yeah.
Oh, because. I call it Pam Grier, Barbara Bush.
I'm about to go. This is a great episode. Of
course, because it's not a negative thing. It's just to like say it's not a big deal.
It's not a problem.
Next time, call Angela Davis.
No, it ain't that bushy. God damn. No, I'm not calling that shit. I'm calling the police. but no, so I gave it a kiss. And I was like, oh yeah. You know how y'all be having that morning dew? That it just be a little wet. I was like,
Oh yeah, this is, you like, no, it's not like
she got some. No. I was like, oh, it's ready. I was like, you know, my dick, it just take a hello. Hello.
That's good.
And I'm there. So that was some great
that's
sex.
That's good, because a lot
but
of niggas don't do that.
They don't.
I realized the point of the story is, it looks weird, not weird, but when you nut in the bush, it's like, damn, man, it's sticky.
Yeah,
no. I ain't ever realized that.
That is the annoying part about having hair.
That is the most annoying part about having hair.
I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Which is why I prefer to be a Twinkie or to swallow.
Yeah. Oh, man. But see, the best thing about nutting in somebody is when you nut inside a woman, at least for my dick, you can keep going. Whereas if I got to pull out, like, it's a wrap.
Like, what?
I last longer when I nut inside of a woman.
Because you just keep, you let me know
keep
just,
going.
And then, like, my dick can just stay in that wetness, and then my dick will, you know, wake back up.
I'm trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, me
I've heard that before.
When's the last time y'all got nutted in?
IUD, baby.
I can't even say it's been a long ass time.
So not this year?
Not in like the last 3 years. I don't play those games. I do not want no babies.
What about you, Shelby?
I really feel like he be nutting to me and not telling me.
No, but that he be man. Like, yeah.
But he's also one of them people like, how can I say this? He's one of those people who, he don't have to nut. He'll just want to fuck.
Mm.
And we can have sex for like hours and he will not nut, or he'll like get a quick nut off and then just
damn. So if you don't pick up the phone in Cancun, we're going to the next thing, we'll know.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. We already said, like, we ain't making it to something. Yeah. Yeah. So, we already done said that.
So, question, since we're in the bedroom conversation, like, what's y'all favorite toys to use in the bedroom? Alessa, you can't talk. We don't want to hear about your petty.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Well, like, I have other favorite toys
to use in the my bedroom. Bad. I thought that was doing it.
Like, if I'm not the one that's dominating at that time, I like to be tied up. So is that considered a toy?
Yeah,
exactly.
I like rope.
I actually want to get into.
I like nipple clamps.
I literally wrote that down.
I do like nipple clamps.
I try some shit.
I like.
I feel so vanilla.
Vibrating
right now,
cock rings. Same. Those are really fun. Vibrating dick rings. Oh, those are really fun.
Okay, so the vibrating—that's the one. Those are because those are like those stretchy one things or something like that.
Yeah, they have some stretchy ones. They have this. Well, they usually are a little stretchy, and you can use like the little vibrating thing for like anything. Like you don't just have to leave it on. You don't have to have it on the dick. Yeah. But it just that's really great because then the whole dick is vibrating and then you feel it. As you know, it's, you know you're connecting the pelvises and then it's like, yeah, those are great. Cock rings are great. Butt plugs, I like. I have a metal butt plug.
I
like the weight of it, and I've discovered that I actually like that a little bit more than my rubber butt plug. I just wish it was a little bit smaller like my rubber butt
plug. Do y'all play with yourselves, with y'all butt plugs by yourselves?
Sometimes.
I have
a butt plug. I have masturbated with my butt plug.
Why not?
I guess I'm vanilla. Like, I don't know.
It doesn't mean you're vanilla. It just means you need to go on Amazon today.
No, that's just...
Yeah, that don't mean you're vanilla, because I don't like... anal sex, but I like to use butt plugs.
And you like dicks in your butt.
Oh, you like anal sex.
You like anal sex?
Oh, well, then you like, a butt plug. Then you would like a butt plug, because I don't like, I do not like anal sex.
Do you wear
sex.
It all the time, or you just wear it only when you have sex?
Not even every time I'm having sex. Like, just sometimes when I am in the mood for butt play, I'll be like after, you know, once you didn't put your finger in my booty, I'm like, oh, now I'm in the mood for some butt play. Let me go get my plug. Exactly. Ooh, put the plug in there.
Ooh. Wow.
But I don't like you dicks in my ass.
Like anal sex, but you don't have butt plugs.
That's actually interesting. I'm actually
interested. Do you use lube with anal?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I told the story, but I actually had a girl that was like self-lubricated. Like, when it came to that, her pussy got so wet, like it would lube up her ass. And one of my best nuts was in her asshole.
Booties also have a natural lubrication that they...
Yeah, and excrete. It was truffle butter.
This motherfucker.
I really hate him. So
the way you said it, like...
I really hate him so much. So
I'm sorry. Ew. That was just... So... Oh, I didn't know what that noise was.
It wasn't making noise before.
You had brought up the handcuffs. Like, I actually want to put Tanisha through torture or orgasms.
Oh.
Like a handcuffer. You know who told me about that? Shout out to Kinks with Kiki. She said she went through that, and the dude was torturing her. Ever since she told that story, I was just like, wow.
Orgasm torture is fun. Yeah.
What is orgasm torture?
Like, he tied her up, like her arms was open, her legs was open, and he was using a wand on her, and he kept using it, and he kept using it.
Okay, I want to try that.
And, like, he wouldn't stop. She said she felt like she couldn't breathe, if I remember right.
I
want to
try that. That sounds excellent.
She was exhausted. He had to, like, pamper her afterwards. It's a lot of self-care that goes into it afterwards. Really? You can't just leave your girl, all right, bitch, I'm about to go play 2K. Like, you got to feed her, pamper, you know, and all different types of shit.
Oh, I definitely want to try that, because I'll be feeling like I'll be in my head sometimes when I have sex.
Why?
Because I be in my head. My mind really does, like, does y'all mind go blank when y'all have sex?
When I orgasm.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes I be thinking about my grocery list.
I be thinking about shit during sex.
I think about shit when it's boring.
No, I think about it like
I think about shit no matter what, even if it is
interesting.
Like a grocery list.
My mind literally goes to 50 million.
Definitely, if
things.
I got something to do right after the sex, it's like, god
damn. Or like, what I gotta do today? I'm like, damn, this feels so good, and then it'd be like, oh, well, shit. Damn, he was supposed to do this, and oh shit, but this feels so good. But damn, is he gonna lick my pussy next? Damn, but my mind literally thinks about everything, and then.
Do you think it's because you can't relax? Are you not relaxing?
And is it that? But see,
maybe it's outside stress.
Yeah.
And then it's also, but it's even with my man, though. Like, or, and then, like, sometimes my mind will go blank, but then even other times, like, I'm
I'm a gassy person. Mm-hmm. So if I really like let loose, everything is going to let loose.
I'm a gassy bitch.
I'm a gassy bitch.
Wait, so you fart during sex?
Yes. And that's why I like when it come, like if I'm like about to come or some shit like that and I let it all like really go, I'm gonna fart.
Oh.
It's going to happen. So that's why, like, I'm glad I got a nigga now because.
When I
didn't have a nigga, I couldn't really fully, like,
I don't be for real
because I would fart. And the nigga would be like, this bitch just farted.
What did he say when the first time you farted? You fart sex.
The first time I farted, he was eating my pussy.
Was it loud?
Yes.
I want to hear this.
No, it didn't smell, though. No, that's the thing.
Reenact this. Because it's like just all air and
stuff like that.
Yeah, and that be happening. Like, sometimes the air in your body just be coming out sometimes.
So he just...
When you release all your muscles.
He was... It wasn't like that. It was like he was eating my pussy. He was all into it, and then it was like I was letting my cum come out. I farted. It was like real loud. He like, oh, you nasty bitch.
I love you, bitch.
I was so embarrassed. He like, nah, fuck that.
I love that.
That's how
you should be. Like, don't make me feel
awkward. Don't make me feel awkward because
I already feel bad.
I know gassiness. So I really don't be giving a fuck if a nigga fart in front of me. Like, because people be embarrassed. I ain't never gonna be embarrassed because
because it's coming out. Because I'm not a burper. I'm a farter. So it's coming out.
I'm not a burper.
What would you do if your nigga got turned on from your farts?
He probably do. No, not my farts. Because not like regular everyday farts, no. Maybe my sex farts, but no. Not regular everyday farts.
What would you do if he say, next time you got a fart, I want you to do it on my face?
Oh, that's a pink eye.
What would you do? Are you doing it?
I can't just fart on command.
But like the next time it happened,
I probably would.
Is this building brown?
It is brown. Oh. It's the only fucking brown building next to a field.
No, she literally at. Never mind. Shout out to you, next guest. So,
oops.
So I want to talk about. This is funny. Fuck y'all, man. This is actually a dope episode. What do I want to end it with? Because we actually got a lot. We're going to end this episode with, I'm going to let y'all pick. Watching porn, in love threesomes, or a sex position.
Watching porn.
You sure? Because it ain't what y'all think.
I'm outnumbered, so it didn't matter.
No, pick.
I was going to do threesome.
All right. Trav, what you pick?
Porn.
All right, it's right.
It is.
Is watching porn while in a relationship cheating?
No. Why? Why would that be?
What about if it's a video of you fucking someone else?
Well, why are you in his business?
Yeah, I wouldn't be paying. I mean, unless you like playing it on the TV and the big screen, I wouldn't even really know that.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I wouldn't even know that you was watching that shit. Like, so.
So is it okay to masturbate and think of someone other than your partner?
How you gonna know? I'm thinking about it. I'm not ever gonna tell you.
Some people be like, they'll listen to this episode and be like, hey partner, when you masturbate, do you only think of me every single time?
No.
And then that person being honest, hell no. And then it's an issue.
That is a setup because
I don't think it's an issue.
I wouldn't say that it's an issue because I mean
I guess it depends on how often you're doing it. Like, if you're doing it a lot,
I masturbate to other scenarios in my head.
Once a week?
I masturbate.
No. I don't masturbate a lot. Wow. Well, now I got...
Niggas got in-house dick.
Like I got in-house dick now, so it's like, I don't need
What about when y'all was long distance?
What? Oh, I would masturbate a lot.
Okay.
I would masturbate a lot.
Did you masturbate today?
No, I haven't masturbated. I actually haven't been masturbating that much. Recently.
Okay, yeah. Look at
I'm really weird minute. Though. Like, so yeah. I watch porn, but I don't necessarily like touch myself always.
I'm only watching porn
to masturbate. Yeah.
Well, so this might sound weird.
No, you just be watching TV.
I don't have to touch myself in order to come while I'm watching porn.
What do you touch?
So you just be watching it. I don't do anything else. Be watching it. Like, I'll just, like, my body can kind of get, like, a little tense, and I might just,
so you'd be like, you just squirm
around a little bit. Like, hell yeah. And I'd be like, go right to sleep. So it is. It does sound weird. Most people use, like, a toy or something like that, but.
But you don't use anything.
I can come with my mind. Wow. I understand.
Yeah. Question, with the titties that you got, do you ever suck them yourself while you masturbate?
Sometimes. Not always, though.
Can you suck your own titty?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
I damn near want her to do it now. Like,
I was going to pull out the proven sound.
I can't suck my own titty. I can lick my own
lip. I can lick the top part. Because my tongue not long. I wish I had a long tongue. My tongue not long.
Trav can turn the camera.
If you cut the camera off, I'll do it.
Trav, put the camera on everybody else. All right, all right. Oh, that's a titty. Guys, damn. Look at that long ass tongue. I would let you eat my ass too. Damn. Oh, anybody got a pillow?
Damn.
Shit.
I'm so mad I don't have a long tongue.
Wow.
I can lick
this has been a great
long time.
Really? You can lick your own titty?
Yeah. Wow.
No, you can't. So
yes,
Shelby.
I can. I'll show them. Turn the camera.
All right, we got titties out this episode.
I can't do that.
All right, your turn, Shelby. Look, you gotta do it, or Alessa gotta do it. Me and.
I cannot. First, the fuck off.
You got a bra?
Yes, I do have a bra.
I can't reach that. It's gonna touch the top.
And she got a whole shirt on. She would have to get undressed. Yeah. No, it's okay.
See, this has been a great episode.
I'm trying to can't come.
Hey.
Because it's going up. It's going
up. We'll talk about it off air. Yeah, this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails.
Always.
Thank y'all for coming through. You're Shelby, welcome. I got a third for you.
It's me.
Jason, you done?
Hey, girl.